Today's regular episode of the Mass Minuteman will not be heard in order to bring you this special comment on our last episode. With us again in the studio is Mr. Selwyn Searle of the Sons of Mothers of Early America. Mr. Searle.
Thank you. I wish to strongly object once again to the suggestion in the last episode that Benjamin Franklin was, quote, a good dancer, close quotes.
No.
Now, this is not a fact, and I think we should call a fact a fact.
All right, then what...
All that history tells us is that there were dances in colonial America, and that Ben Franklin was a good dancer is not known to us.
Uh-huh.
All we know of Franklin's dancing potential, frankly, is that he had legs and might have danced.
Well,
that's all we know. That's the only fact we have.
Is it possible that Franklin attended these dances?
Well, it's possible, but
right.
not a
well,
fact.
All right. Well, assuming that the man had his legs with him at all times, can't we assume
well,
that
Well, now listen. First of all, dancing was frowned upon in those days because it brought men and women into physical contact, you see, and that was pro quid nicht
all right.
in those
all
days.
Right. All right. To find out, with us on the line is Dr. Carl Nipnoil of the History Department of William and Shirley College. Doctor?
Yes.
Is there any evidence to suggest Benjamin Franklin was a good dancer?
Oh, yes, indeed, there is.
Factual evidence?
That's hard to believe.
Factual?
I'm holding in my hand a dance card
from
the first annual Philadelphia Fireman's Ball. Wow.
Benjamin founded the Philadelphia Volunteer Fire Department, didn't he?
Yes, that's
correct.
What he did.
Mm-hmm. And in this dance card, we find entered the names of Thomas Jefferson,
John
Adams, John Hancock,
What about Franklin?
And Benjamin Franklin.
Pardon me, doctor. Doctor,
yes.
Is there a comment on the dance card after Franklin's name, like good dancer or smooth dancer?
No, nothing.
No.
Uh-huh.
Well, how many times does Franklin's name appear on her dance card, and what was her name? That should reveal something.
Once. And her name is George Washington.
We want to thank our listeners for,
thank
but
you.
That's about our time. Thank you, Dr. Nipnoil, Mr. Searle, for
thank
the
you.
Special comment.